Just going back to one other item from last hour when we talked about the fair and when the governor made an appearance on Sunday. And again, just to remind you, the video is everywhere. Governor's answering questions in the dairy building, more lighthearted questions. But then someone, and at least according to the volume which we were listening to as we watched it on TV or potentially heard it on a podcast or radio, same volume, questions asked Governor, what do you want to say about the six hostages who were killed? The governor pauses for a second, then says goodbye and walks up. Now, I don't 100% know if the governor heard it or not. If he heard it and walked away, I think it's embarrassing. I think it's embarrassing if a handler also told him to walk away. If he didn't hear it, that's different, right? And it stands out when Harrison Walls sat down for the Dana Bash interview, who's a damn good journalist. That's it. I said, Governor Walls isn't answering questions elsewhere. The vice president isn't answering questions elsewhere. But it's just predictable from our texters that if they like Tim Walls, all wrong location. Come on, you're being too tough on him. If they don't like Tim Walls, it's, hey, he's got to answer the question. He's avoiding conflict. It just isn't that hard to hold both sides accountable, even if you prefer the other one. Why is it so hard? It isn't.
It shouldn't be.
It's just not that difficult.
It clearly is that difficult.
Okay, this segment will take approximately 5 minutes. At the end, you're going to vote Dave Harrigan, yes or no, terrible parent.
I feel some people are already voting.
It's a big segment. Big segment for you, Harrigan. When I see you with your daughters, you're tremendous. Your wife is tremendous. She appears to care for you, which stupefies a lot of us.
Myself included. Well, mostly.
I mean,
let's be honest. I know what's really happening.
Yeah. To quote a friend, where's your off switch? You don't have one. Tell people what happened today with the bus.
First day of school for the 7-year-old, second grade.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're not going to have like a graduation party, are we?
Are you kidding
this year?
No.
Thank you.
No. No, we're not going to have a party. We're not going to have a yard sign. We're going to say, great, get to third grade.
Buck up, kid.
Let's go here. She's a bus rider.
Yep.
Usually a very long bus ride.
Yep.
It's been about an hour. She's one of the first ones to be picked up the first couple of years.
Kind of stinks.
Long ride, but you know what? She gets to hang out with all her friends.
Yeah.
So she has a lot of fun with it. So a couple weeks ago, we got an email saying, hey, we've got a brand new app we're going to use this year. You can keep track of the buses and all the whole deal. It's great. Go on there, sign up, log in, and it'll show you the pickup and drop-off times.
What did you tell me on Friday? You have 11 apps for your kids right now?
Yes.
11
Between
apps.
School and sports and activities, I have had to download 11 different apps for a 7- and 4-year-old, and it's only going to get worse.
It's going to get a lot
My
worse.
My phone is going to explode by the time they get in teenage years. So at the time, school starts at 9:30. Drop-off time is supposed to be 9:20.
Mm-hmm.
It said she was going to be picked up at 9:17 while she's still one of the first pickups, and school is about 15 minutes away from her house. Clearly, that was a mistake. So
Hyperloop sort of bus you have going here.
Brought it to the attention. Oh, yeah, that's an error. We're getting a couple other things ironed out. Look in the next couple days. The correct time will be on there.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, 8:33
okay.
Was the time for a 9:20 drop-off. So, all right, that makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Perfect. That'll be good. She's not the first step this year. Looks like she's about fourth or fifth. So, okay, that'll work out nicely.
Sounds like you're breaking the app down.
We're breaking it all the way down.
Yeah. Thank you.
The app came in handy a little later this morning. So we get out the door. We're getting our shoes on.
What time did you get out the door?
To get to the bus, we were walking out the door at 8:28.
Okay. 8:28. How far away is the bus stop?
50 feet.
Okay.
It's, you know, end of the driveway, hang a left. There's a cul-de-sac right down there.
Yeah.
Boom. We're right there.
Yeah.
8:28, we're starting to step out the door, and a bus comes flying by. Which
Well, it's the Hyperloop bus. We've established that. It's a quick bus.
Made me nervous for a second until I thought about last year. There was a bus that picked up different kids going to, I think, the middle school just up the block, like a minute before ours. So we called that trick bus. It was trick bus.
Trick bus.
Yes. Ah, you'd see it coming. There it comes. Zoom. Ah,
sounds like something I heard in the paranormal show on Sunday.
So,
wow.
I think, no big deal. It's got to be trick bus. We're still 5-6 minutes ahead of time. We're fine. Let's head down there, girls. Well, like I said, 8:30.
Four-year-old's coming with.
Yeah, oh, yeah. She's coming with.
She's in.
She's happy. She's also in tears all morning because older sister's leaving her for school. I want her to stay home.
Wow.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
So 8:33 comes.
That can be a factor, too, in evaluating is Dave a good or bad parent that he just made fun of his four-year-old daughter crying.
I wasn't making
fun. On WCC radio. Maybe that'll be on the list of 100 greatest moments.
Oh, she'll never hear it. She's way too young for the demo. 8:33 comes, 8:34, 8:35. Ah, it's first day. They're probably running a little late. It's fine.
Yep.
8:38, 8:40. Hey, I got this app. Let me pull it out. See how this thing's working.
Yeah.
Oh, it turns out I got the map. Oh, I can see the bus where it's actually at. And I can see the parts then are highlighted of the parts of the route that it's already gone through. And that's our street.
Long gone.
Wait a minute. Let me check. No, pickup time's been moved up 5 minutes. It's now 8:28 and nobody bothered to tell me.
I'm putting this on you.
Why would you do that?
I'm putting this on you. They already showed their incompetence when it was 9:17 to 9:20. Then they magically moved it 40 minutes earlier.
I don't know if it was magic. I think there's code involved, Chad.
Well, it turns out it was magic because it was an illusion because it was actually at 8:28.
Are you saying I got David Copperfield?
Yeah, well, they can't find him either. There's this Copperfield New York story that's going on right now. They can't find him.
I mean, David Blaine of bus routes.
I mean, he's got like some gorgeous place in New York that he hasn't kept up to speed. They can't find him. What a great trick. He's David Copperfield.
Why are we shocked by this? It's David Copperfield.
It's a great way to get your bills and things.
Yes. Whoosh,
where am I? You then believe this faulty app and decided to saunter out to the bus stop and get to the bus stop 3 minutes before
it would have been four.
No. It's a 7 and a crying 4-year-old. This is going to take 2 minutes to go 50 yards.
Well, they ran to the bus stop. to the stop.
You weren't
and
running.
Then
we know
crying.
That.
Well, I had the dog with me. He's
waddled. So you're going to get out there at 8:30 for an 8:33 first day because we got to get pictures.
Pictures happened earlier.
Well, we need multiple pictures.
I did have to take more pictures because I forgot to take the pictures of their brand new colored nails. So my wife informed me I needed to get those.
Your girls will never have a picture of your oldest in second grade getting on the bus.
Can I get one getting off the bus tonight?
No, not the same.
For that too.
Not the same, and you won't be there because you'll saunter out there, you know, like a minute before. You needed to be at that bus stop at 8:25. And if you
8:25?
Yes.
It's cold out in the morning. The kids were already complaining at 7:30
okay.
when they were taking photos.
I'm saying you minimum had to be there at 8:25. Not Lindsay and the girls. They wanted to be back at the house and you could text Lindsay, bus here.
Well, she was already at work. She's long gone.
Mm.
This is all me.
It's a fly in my ointment.
It's all me. You want me to bring a whistle?
Yes. Hey! Run!
Two toots on the whistle means the bus is coming.
I think you needed to be out to that bus stop with the girls by 8:25. I'm not saying in December when it's freezing, but when it was a nice summer morning. It was probably 62 degrees. Lovely out there. The four-year-old could see the experience and look forward to it. You were late. You were derelict. You should lose your children.
Are you saying school is more important in the summer than it is in winter? It's okay to miss the bus in winter. It's fine.
No, it's not appropriate to sit outside 10 minutes before the bus comes in December.
Layering,
but first
Chad.
Day,
layering.
We're posing for pictures. We got oldest one. We got the two together. We got friends. We got the fingernails. And no, you thought, I know the system. I know Big App. You trusted Big App when Big App had already let you down, and Big App has been the bane of your existence, but then you relied on Big App.
I, you know what? As we discussed, I thought our schools and our youth organizations
Your Honor,
were
I rest
all
my case.
In bed with Big App. Therefore, we can at least trust the information Big App provided related to the schools.
You're picking and choosing when you detest Big App and then when you put your children's lives in the hands of Big App. That's what you did.
I do detest Big App. There's no picking and choosing about that. I do detest Big App, but I can still trust who I detest, and I trusted that Big App would still have what's best in mind
for one
if
week,
not the children, at least yeah. the school district itself.
For 1 week, you don't get to see your children. That's the proper punishment. You let...
What do I get to do instead? Because that doesn't sound terrible.
Okay, it's 2 weeks now. After that comment, it is time. Is it fair to blame Dave Harrigan that he wasn't out of the bus a little early? Because I think it's overwhelmingly yes. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. And we'll jump into the cell phone discussion once again. Probably our 150th time talking about cell phones in schools, but it's appropriate today. It's a 20 past one, home of the Twins, CCO. Because of Chad Hartman, I will have to find another way to listen to the Twins. I have nothing to do with the Twins broadcast. I did years ago. I had chances to be part of it. Not that long ago, but, I mean, you're allowed to disagree with me and or agree with me. Find the show compelling, captivating, or disgusting. And you think that's going to affect you listening to the Twins games? What sort of statement are you making?
Good luck.
Yeah, I mean... The app, by the way, you can still hear me on the app. The Twins network, I guess, if you want to. Here's what this person, I guess, is willing to do. Drive down to Rochester. I used to call Rochester Flyers games on K-Web. Does K-Web still exist in Rochester? I hope so.
Look it up.
But that's a heck of a statement because they don't agree with me politically. Since we were talking politics when this text sent in. And by the way, the thesis of my comments at that point were hold both sides accountable. And that's when the person drew the line and said, I won't listen to the Twins because I had the temerity to say, why don't you hold both sides accountable, even if you prefer one side over the other? I can imagine why you were horrified. Seems like a logical thing to do. Let's see. Back to you. Absolutely. He could have also been watching the map beforehand to make sure he was on schedule. I also remember having to go to the bus stop early. First 2 weeks to make sure we knew what time was getting picked up. Yeah. Why weren't you on Big App earlier, Dave Harrigan? And does K-Web still exist?
K-Web has changed their call letters.
Oh.
Seems to be the same ones you used to work for. KFAN, AM 1270,
oh, okay.
And FM 98.5.
Got it. All right.
Rochester.
Yeah.
I wasn't on the app earlier because I was paying attention to my children,
Selfish.
Trying to get them ready, out the bus,
what
make a
thinking?
Lunch.
Yeah.
And I had to go to the bathroom.
The K through fourth graders in our neighborhood catch the bus at 7 a.m.
Ooh.
You got to toughen this guy up. LOL.
I mean, if the bus was supposed to come at 7, we'd be out at 7. It's not my fault we have the latest bus in the history of buses.
Yeah, we do have this debate every year, you know, what's best for the kids, what times do the high school kids need more sleep? A lot of the biology will show that, and some of the science will show the opposite. Dave Harrigan's pecking order of what time buses arrive pending kids, elementary school, middle school, high school, is when?
I do buy into the high schoolers need more sleep thing.
Okay.
Mostly because they're the ones without a bedtime. You know, they've grown up past that part and they're staying up later. I think I would go middle school first. then high school, then elementary.
So you're giving elementary the longest.
I'd still go later on elementary.
Okay.
Because then they're coming home later. More parents can be home to pick up.
More texts on Dave Harrigan. Absolutely, it's Dave's fault. You should always be at the bus stop early. And in the dead of winter, you sit there in your warm car with your girls waiting for the bus. I really hope your wife makes you feel bad for making your daughter miss the bus. I can't tell if this text is serious or not. I mean, grounds for divorce?
Does it help also that our 7-year-old didn't have her glasses either, so she really can't see at school today?
Yeah. How's that working out?
Hopefully she's okay. Her vision isn't terrible.
He needs to be at the bus stop 10 minutes early. Read the parent instructions or drive them yourselves.
Instructions say 5 minutes. And I did drive for myself, thank you very much. I made myself late for everything today.
I'm still here. Love CCO, love you, love your show. I refuse to listen to Adam Carter because of you. Ha ha. What else do you refuse to do now because of this show? A texter is suggesting, because I said you should hold all politicians accountable, that they'll have to find another way to listen to Twins games. What else has this show caused you to eliminate in your life?
Ethics. Morals.
Principles.
Yes, principles.
Good parenting tips, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
We get to listen. Jamie's a stepmom.
Yes.
She might want to jump into the cell phone situation. She might want to get involved in this. And also, Jamie has a dog, a new dog. She loved Dottie forever. She hasn't replaced Dottie because you don't replace Dottie, right? You get a new dog. Adds to Dottie's legacy. Jamie's next on CCO. Jamie Yuccas. Not only interrupt her, I interrupt the open. Jamie's here. She's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Yesterday, you made a life-altering decision. Are you 100% confident you made the right decision?
Yes. Have you seen her little face?
Yeah, she's very, very, very cute. Jamie is the mother of 5 children. She kept it quiet, but you're the mother of 5 kids. Tell everybody about it.
No, but I did get a puppy.
Yes.
Her name is Sydney. And this has actually been like a couple-year process. You remember I had Dottie.
We talked about Dottie.
Years.
Yeah. Yes.
Talked about Dottie a lot because Dottie traveled with me everywhere. Dottie, you know, was my constant companion. She moved with me from Florida to Minnesota to New York to California. And I've really wanted a dog since I had to put her to sleep at 17 years old back in May of 2020, right in the middle of the pandemic.
Which is really, really hard to do.
It was the worst. I want to just like it was the worst. I still think about her.
Yep.
And every dog owner feels that way, right?
Yes, for sure. I've done it twice.
But,
it's terrible.
Oh, it's the worst. It is. It's the worst. Absolute worst. However, I wanted a dog since then. I met Doug, and his son unfortunately has allergies, but has been on drops now for 2 years, like shots, allergy shots.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing great. And we met the dog, and he did great. And wanted to bring the dog home, so we brought the dog home yesterday.
So how is Archie?
He's great. He's so happy about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What type of dog and why this type of dog?
Okay. It's a Jack Russell. Well, first of all, like I said, we had to find the right kind of breed, both temperament-wise, but also for the allergies, right?
Yes, so, for sure.
My stepson's a little interesting. We've introduced him to a lot of quote-unquote hypoallergenic dogs, and he had a lot of issues with them. So it's either the dander or the saliva. And with this little nugget, who's a Jack Russell Terrier, he's doing really well with her, not having much reaction, if at all. On an antihistamine, doesn't have any reaction. It's called a broken coat, so she's between a smooth coat and a wiry coat, Jack Russell. So she doesn't shed as much as the smooth coat would. And she's just a little love bug. She's like, you know, 4 pounds right now, probably going to get up to 12. Dottie was a Jack Russell Rat Terrier mix. And so I understand how energetic these dogs are. And I think they are perfect for a 10-year-old and also yes. me, who had a lot of energy. you know, I feel comfortable with the dog. You know, I know the breed. I know some of their drawbacks of things. I'm grateful. I got Dottie at about, she was almost a year old when I got her. So to get a puppy, I'm hoping I can work through a couple of the issues that that Dottie exhibited. But we'll see. She could also be Dottie reincarnated. I don't know. We'll
She's
see.
Adorable, name tied to your love of Sydney, Australia, Doug's home country, where you were married. So Sydney is a perfect name on the hypoallergenic. So when I grew up and had dogs all the time, I was not allergic. I've become more allergic the older I get, sadly. It's kind of strange. So I'd say about 6-7 years ago, when I was still dating Carla, who you introduced me to, she's like, well, we really should get a dog for Mike. And so I said, well, let me just check, because she knows I absolutely love dogs. And I went and tested, and then the doctor comes back in and goes, you're off the charts. You're basically, you're Max. You're off the charts. And I go, well, I am around my ex-wife's dog. And the doctor goes, well, what, do you see each other every month or so? I go, no, we see each other every other day, you know?
Yeah.
And how is it? I go, yeah, it's tough, you know? So then I told Mike, he goes, can I get, what do we get? We got a dragon. The, what dragon again, Dave? I used to tell you about it.
Komodo dragon?
Not the Komodo dragon. What the, God, guy.
Komodo dragons will like bite your finger off.
Yeah, not that one. Not the vicious ones. I'll think of a second. Mike was totally fine. But I'm still around two dogs a lot because Kathleen's dog, Charlie, who I love, absolutely love. In fact, I mentioned this. Go to my Twitter, at Chad Hartman Show. There's a photo yesterday where we had Charlie, who's almost 14.
The bearded dragon.
Bearded dragon. That's it. Exactly. Charlie, who's almost 14, also an English Springer Spaniel. And Gates, Hunter, my oldest, has an English Springer Spaniel. Jamie, you'll have to check out. They're sitting next to each other. Aww. It happened organically. And like one paws over the other. Mainly was Gates attacking Charlie throughout the day. You know, but I just, Hunt was the other side. I go, Hunt, look across the way. Take the photo. Don't get me in it. It looks like a painting. It looks so good.
Oh, my gosh.
Dogs can bring you so much joy. They're amazing.
Yeah.
They are just amazing. Yeah. And, yes, they're a lot of work. And, yes, it's discipline, and it's poop everywhere, and it's shedding, and it's raining out, and you still got to walk them and do things. But, man, the love which comes back to you is worth it over and over and over again.
Well, I agree. My husband has never owned a dog, so I'm hoping he agrees after having to clean up some dog poop this morning. So we'll see. We'll see how he's feeling.
Okay, so what is Doug thinking right now?
I don't know, because I have not been able to talk to him before I jumped on the phone with you. So I got a couple text messages of, like, you know, he did take a couple adorable pictures of her, so he's, you know, he's smitten.
Yes.
But, you know, that first poop in the crate, you're like, damn it, what have I done?
Yes, they are going to. Okay, let's put Jamie on hold, and let's get to this. Now, Jamie, stepmom, 10-year-old. Minnesota has basically set a policy now that all school districts by the middle of March need to set a cell phone policy. If Jamie Ukas was czar of Minnesota schools, what is her cell phone policy? What is your school cell phone policy if you replace Jamie as the czar of schools? Are you banning them? Are you limiting them? Is it Katie bar the door? What do you want to do with the student cell phone debate? Chime in through text 651-461-9226. Your Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time to get a complimentary roof inspection, and they get free installation labor on GAF asphalt shingles. Before the show is done, we'll have an opportunity for you to win Twins tickets. This is a ball game against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, who are pretty much lousy every time. Even with Ohtani, they weren't that good. Even with Trout, although Trout's always hurt. Wait for the Twins jingle, and you'll have a chance to win Twins tickets on the home of the Twins, CCO. Okay, Jamie, by March 15th of next year, every school district must have a specific cell phone policy. So, and I'll add this because we were talking about when people answer questions or not. Susie Jones is out today, and she's around the education commissioner. I think Willie Jett, I believe, is the name. And Willie Jett, the education commissioner, on the first day of school, Handler said, well, if she goes on with Vanita, just ask about the first school. We're not willing to answer any questions about recent test scores. Come on. I mean, the education secretary won't answer questions about test scores. That's absurd. Okay, let's go back to the question, though. Cell phone.
You're able to vent.
Yeah, well, it's embarrassing. You're the education secretary. Answer all questions on, I don't know, crazy concept. Education. I don't know why I would think the education secretary should ask questions about that.
Oh, boy.
Cell phone policy for Jamie Ukiss at all schools is what?
Well, okay, I know you probably thought this was going to be a quick answer, and it's not. So, a couple things. LAUSD, the second largest school district in the country here in Los Angeles, is banning them in January. So a number of other schools here in the LA area, Culver City, Westlake, a couple other ones, decided to start this and implement it at the beginning of the school year, which our schools have been back for the last couple of weeks. I work with a guy who has three sons in high school, and he's at one of the schools that has banned cell phones. And at first, the first week, he said the boys came home and were like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. It's awful. The second week, they come home, they go, oh my gosh, it's actually great. Everyone's like talking in the lunchroom, and like everyone's participating in the sports, like paying attention, and like we don't have to repeat things three times over. And dad, my girlfriend's not bothering me all day. Like, I get to kind of like, it's fun when I see her now in the hall. So hearing that experience, and you know, I think for some of us who grew up in an era where we didn't have cell phones, that was the high school experience.
Yep.
And it was great for most of us, you know, but, you know, so it's one of those things that I go, yeah, that sounds like what childhood should be about and the high school year should be about. So I'm in favor of it. I have to say, my stepson, who is 10, it is a divorced household. Mom very much wanted him to get a phone. Then when, you know, they have the conversation, she and dad, not going to happen for a number of years. After the Anxious Generation book came out that they both read, decided, okay, maybe that isn't a good idea to at 10 years old to have a phone. However, she did get him a smartwatch. Which my husband also thinks is too young for him to have a smartwatch. She believes that, you know, he should be gaining some independence. She can get a hold of him, you know, and keep the account.
Jamie Ukiss. Oh, man. I mean, geez. I've not only interrupt her, I interrupt the open. Jamie's here. She's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Yesterday.
Hello?
Yesterday, you made a life-altering decision. Are you 100% confident you made the right decision?
Yes. Have you seen her little face?
Yeah, she's very, very, very cute. Jamie is the mother of five children. She kept it quiet, but you're the mother of five kids. Tell everybody about it.
No, but I did get a puppy.
Yes.
Her name is Sydney. And this has actually been like a couple year process. You remember I had Dottie.
We talked about Dottie.
Years.
Yeah. Yes.
Talked about Dottie a lot because Dottie traveled with me everywhere. Dottie, you know, was my constant companion. She moved with me from Florida to Minnesota to New York to California. And I've really wanted a dog since I had to put her to sleep at 17 years old back in May of 2020, right in the middle of the pandemic.
Which is really, really hard to do.
It was the worst. Unless I want to just like it was the worst. I still think about her.
Yep.
And every dog owner feels that way, right?
Yes, for sure. I've done it twice.
But,
it's terrible.
Oh, it's the worst. It is. It's the worst. Absolute worst. However, I wanted a dog since then. I met Doug, and his son, unfortunately, has allergies, but has been on drops now for 2 years, like shots, allergy shots.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing great, and we met the dog, and he did great and wanted to bring the dog home, so we brought the dog home yesterday.
So how is Archie?
He's great. He's
yeah.
so happy about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What type of dog and why this type of dog?
Okay. It's a Jack Russell. Well, first of all, like I said, we had to find the right kind of breed,
mm-hmm.
both temperament-wise, but also for the allergies, right?
Yes, so, for sure.
My stepson's a little interesting. We introduced him to a lot of quote-unquote hypoallergenic dogs, and he had a lot of issues with them. So it's either the dander or the saliva. And with this little nugget, who's a Jack Russell Terrier, he's doing really well with her, not having much reaction, if at all. On an antihistamine, doesn't have any reaction. It's called a broken coat, so she's between a smooth coat and a wiry coat, Jack Russell. So she doesn't shed as much as the smooth coat would. And she's just a little love bug. She's like, 4 pounds right now, probably going to get up to 12. Dottie was a Jack Russell Rat Terrier mix, and so I understand how energetic these dogs are, and I think they are perfect for a 10-year-old and also
yes.
me, who had
yeah.
a lot of energy. I feel comfortable with the dog. You know, I know the breed. I know some of their... their drawbacks of things. I'm grateful. I got Dottie at about, she was almost a year old when I got her. So
okay.
to get a puppy, I'm hoping
yeah.
I can work through a couple of the issues that that Dottie exhibited. But we'll see. She could also be Dottie reincarnated.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll
She's
see.
Adorable, name tied to your love of Sydney, Australia, Doug's home country, where you were married. So Sydney is a perfect name on the hypoallergenic. So when I grew up and had dogs all the time, I was not allergic. I've become more
uh-huh.
allergic the older I get, sadly. It's kind
oh,
of strange.
Interesting.
So about 6-7 years ago, when I was still dating Carla, who you introduced me to, she's like, well, we really should get a dog for Mike. And so I said, well, let me just check, because she knows I absolutely love dogs. And I went
yeah.
and tested, and then the doctor comes back in and goes, you're off the charts. You're basically, you're max. You're off the charts. And I go, well, I am around my ex-wife's dog. And the doctor goes, well, what, do you see each other every month or so? I go, no, we see each other every other day, you know?
Yeah.
And how is it? I go, yeah, it's tough, you know? So then I told Mike, he goes, can I get, what do we get? We got a dragon. The, what dragon again, Dave? I used to tell you about it.
Komodo dragon?
Not the Komodo dragon. What the, God, guy.
Komodo dragons will, like, bite your finger off.
Yeah, not that one. Not the vicious
yeah,
ones.
Big.
I'll think of a second. Mike was totally fine. But I'm still around two dogs a lot because Kathleen's dog, Charlie, who I love, absolutely love. In fact,
yeah.
I mentioned this. Go to my Twitter, at Chad Hartman Show. There's a photo yesterday where we had Charlie, who's almost 14.
The bearded dragon.
Bearded dragon. That's
yes.
it. Exactly. Charlie, who's
oh,
almost
yeah.
14, also an English Springer Spaniel. And Gates, Hunter, my oldest, has an English Springer Spaniel. Jamie, you'll have to check out. They're sitting next to each other.
Aww.
It happened organically. And like one paws over the other. Mainly was Gates attacking Charlie throughout the day. You know? But I just, Hunt was the other side. I go, Hunt, look across the way. Take the photo. Don't get me in it. It looks like a painting. It looks so good.
Oh, my gosh.
Dogs can bring you so much joy. They're amazing.
Yeah.
They are just amazing.
Yeah.
And, yes, they're a lot of work. And, yes, it's discipline, and it's poop everywhere, and it's shedding, and it's raining out, and you still got to walk them and do things. But, man, the love which comes back to you is worth it over and over and over again.
Well, I agree. My husband has never owned a dog, so I'm
oh.
hoping he agrees after
yeah.
having to clean up some dog poop this morning. So we'll see. We'll see how he's feeling.
Okay, so what is Doug thinking right now?
I I don't know, because I have not been able to talk to him before I jumped on the phone with you. So I got a couple text messages of, like, you know, he did take a couple adorable pictures of her, so yeah. He's, you know, he's smitten.
Yes.
But, you know, that first poop in the crate, you're like, damn it,
mm-hmm.
What have I done?
Yes, they are going to. Okay, let's put Jamie on hold, and let's get to this. Now, Jamie, stepmom, 10-year-old. Minnesota has basically set a policy now that all school districts by the middle of March need to set a cell phone policy. If Jamie Yukis was czar of Minnesota schools, what is her cell phone policy? What is your school cell phone policy if you replace Jamie as the czar of schools? Are you banning them? Are you limiting them? Is it Katie bar the door? What do you want to do with the student cell phone debate? Chime in through text 651-461-9226. Your Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time to get a complimentary roof inspection and then get free installation labor on GAF asphalt shingles. Before the show is done, we'll have an opportunity for you to win Twins tickets. This is a ball game against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, who are pretty much lousy every time. Even with Ohtani, they weren't that good. Even with Trout, although Trout's always hurt. Wait for the Twins jingle, and you'll have a chance to win Twins tickets on the home of the Twins, CCO. Okay, Jamie, by March 15th of next year, every school district must have a specific cell phone policy. So, and I'll add this because we were talking about when people answer questions or not. Susie Jones is out today, and she's around the education commissioner. I think Willie Jett, I believe, is the name. And Willie Jett, the education commissioner, on the first day of school, Handler said, well, if she goes on with Vanita, just ask about the first school. We're not willing to answer any questions about recent test scores. Come on. I mean, the education secretary won't answer questions about test scores. That's absurd. Okay, let's go back to the question, though. Cell phone.
You're able to vent.
Yeah, well, it's embarrassing. You're the education secretary. Answer all questions on, I don't know, crazy concept. Education. I don't know why I would think the education secretary should ask questions about that.
Oh, boy.
Cell phone policy for Jamie Yukis at all schools is what?
Well, okay, I know you probably thought this was going to be a quick answer, and it's not. So, a couple things. LAUSD, the second largest school district in the country here in Los Angeles, is banning them in January. So a number of other schools here in the LA area, Culver City, Westlake, a couple other ones, decided to start this and implement it at the beginning of the school year, which our schools have been back for the last couple of weeks. I work with a guy who has three sons in high school, and he's at one of the schools that has banned cell phones. And at first, the first week, he said the boys came home and were like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. It's awful. The second week, they come home, they go, oh my gosh, it's actually great. Everyone's like talking in the lunchroom, and like everyone's participating in the sports, like paying attention, and like we don't have to repeat things three times over. And dad, my girlfriend's not bothering me all day. Like, I get to kind of like, it's fun when I see her now in the hall. So hearing that experience, and you know, I think for some of us who grew up in an era where we didn't have cell phones, that was the high school experience.
Yep.
And it was great for most of us, you know, but, so it's one of those things that I go, yeah, that sounds like what childhood should be about and the high school year should be about. So I'm in favor of it. I have to say, my stepson, who is 10, it is a divorced household. Mom very much wanted him to get a phone. Then when, you know, they have the conversation, she and dad, not going to happen for a number of years. After the Anxious Generation book came out that they both read, decided, okay, maybe that isn't a good idea at 10 years old to have a phone. However, she did get him a smartwatch. Which my husband also thinks is too young for him to have a smartwatch. She believes that, you know, he should be gaining some independence. She can get a hold of him. you know, and have the GPS tracker and that kind of thing on him, allow him to ride his bike, and that's a way of independence. I can see both of their point of views as a step parent. So I understand. I also really love the idea of, like, a dumb phone, a flip phone. I don't know that the kid needs smart everything at 10.
No,
so I think
they
it's,
don't.
Like, unique to everyone's, you know, experience. But, you know, I think it's just it's individual decisions. However, his school now, at the beginning of the year, has banned smart everything. So a lot of these parents who have gotten smartwatches for their kids, they now also have to put them in an envelope at the beginning of the day and not use them at school, which has been interesting to watch my stepson, who is not, dad doesn't allow it to be worn at our house. So now he's primarily just wearing it after school 50% of the time. And a couple times he's forgotten it. So, mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I mean, you lay out a lot of good points. Dave, you chime in too. The momentum is heading with a lot of power behind it to banning them everywhere. It just, the last 5 years, there's more and more momentum. And I understand all the logic that Jamie just said when we've discussed this, because we've discussed it dozens and dozens of times before. My fear, excuse me, is a tragedy takes place. An attack takes place. Something dramatic takes place where the kids have a phone, and Uvalde, and I get that the officers choked. The people involved, not every officer, but the people involved panicked and didn't go in. And I get that there's different research, but it still gave me great comfort. That if, God forbid, something happened, my kids had a cell phone. I wasn't the one that said, hey, don't forget to pick something up. That drives me nuts when parents are just chit-chatting with kids during the day. Because parents sometimes can be every bit as bad. But for the safety, for those rare occasions, I personally felt better knowing my kids had a phone.
I get that, Chad. But, however, I've taken, I don't know how many countless mass shooting drills that I've had to be a part of because of my job as a network correspondent and going into some potentially contentious areas. And the research does suggest, even as adults, if you are in a mass shooting or another type of that type of tragedy, it is detrimental to you to have a cell phone on because A, it can ping, it can make noise. So in some ways, I understand that it's that it eases the fear of the parent, but it doesn't necessarily make your child safer in that potential situation. It can ease your fears after the event's over to be able to get a hold of them, but,
Okay, so let me ask you this, because we've got about 2 minutes ago. Let's turn the clock at 6 years. Archie's 16. He's sophomore. And let's hope, no matter what, this doesn't happen, but something takes place, and you and Doug want to get a hold of Archie some way because something's happening in his school. Do you want him to have a phone or not want him to have a phone? What does your gut tell you, knowing the research that you just cited?
I'm not the biological parent, and I don't have to make that decision.
Dave?
For sure. I'd love to know.
Okay. Dave, you, same scenario. 16. Kara's 16. Do you want her to have the phone? Or Jamie's research is right, and it's rare, and there's all sorts of other reasons why she shouldn't have the phone. But in that rare circumstance, you want the phone, and it's worth it for all the other issues which are legit.
I guess I'd want her to have the phone after the fact so I could know as soon as possible that she was all right. But I think you're also saying, the fear of the what if versus the fear of what's happening right now with the education of our kids.
Yep. I also think there are teachers who are able to handle it. And it's incredibly hard, and it's up to the kids to be respectful about it. I'm still one of the rare holdouts, understanding everything teachers say. And as a father of kids of public schools, I heard it all the time too. But it just gives me that hesitation. It just does. And I think there are some schools who found a way where the discipline is stronger, but it's a lot easier just to say no. I understand that 1,000%.
Well, I got to say, I have a teacher who's a friend at one of these districts that has banned the phone. I think it's also finding that because she's at a high school and she loves it. she's got a giant, like, felt pocketed, you know, thing on her door, and the kids just slip it in there.
Yep.
So then when they go to leave her room, they can still take their phone, which would alleviate the problem for you. The
yep.
kids have
right.
the phone then to the next class, or they flip it in the next pocket during the class period.
I like
so
that.
They're
I got,
able to have it,
yeah.
you know?
I got to jump in. I'm sorry. I already went a minute long, and Dave's looking at me like,
okay.
We need to stop. But that's a very good point. Congrats on Sydney. Good
Thank
luck.
You.
That's awesome.
Bye.
The always entertaining Jamie Yuccas on CCO. Your Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time to get a complimentary roof inspection and then get free installation labor on GAF asphalt shingles. Before the show is done, we'll have an opportunity for you to win Twins tickets. This is a ball game against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, who are pretty much lousy every time. Even with Ohtani, they weren't that good. Even with Trout, although Trout's always hurt. Wait for the Twins jingle, and you'll have a chance to win Twins tickets on the home of the Twins CCO. Okay, Jamie, by March 15th of next year, every school district must have a specific cell phone policy. So, and I'll add this because we were talking about when people answer questions or not. Susie Jones
yeah.
is out today, and she's around the education commissioner. I think Willie Jett, I believe is the name. And Willie Jett, the education commissioner, on the first day of school, Handler said, well, if she goes on with Vanita, just ask about the first school. We're not willing to answer any questions about recent test scores. Come on. I mean, the education secretary won't answer questions about test scores. That's absurd. Okay, let's go back to the question, though. Cell phone.
You're able to vent.
Yeah, well, it's embarrassing. You're the education secretary. Answer all questions on, I don't know, crazy concept. Education. I don't know why I would think the education secretary should ask questions about that.
Oh, boy.
Cell phone policy for Jamie Yuccas at all schools is what?
Well, okay, I know you probably thought this was going to be a quick answer, and it's not. So, a couple things. LAUSD, the second largest school district in the country here in Los Angeles, is
yep.
banning them in January. So a number of other schools here in the LA area, Culver City, Westlake, a couple other ones, decided to start this and implement it at the beginning of the school year, which our schools have been back for the last couple of weeks. I work with a guy who has three sons in high school, and he's at one of the schools that has banned cell phones. And at first, the first week, he said the boys came home and were like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. It's awful. The second week, they come home, they go, oh my gosh, it's actually great. Everyone's like talking in the lunchroom, and like everyone's participating in the sports, like paying attention, and like we don't have to repeat things three times over. And dad, my girlfriend's not bothering me all day. Like, I get to kind of like, it's fun when I see her now in the hall. So hearing that experience, and you know, I think for some of us who grew up in an era where we didn't have cell phones, that was the high school experience.
Yep.
And it was great for most of us, you know, but, you know, so it's one of those things that I go, yeah, that sounds like what childhood should be about and the high school year should be about. So I'm in favor of it. I have to say, my stepson, who is 10, it is a divorced household. Mom very much wanted him to get a phone. Then when, you know, they have the conversation, she and dad, not going to happen for a number of years. After the Anxious Generation book came out that they both read, decided, okay, maybe that isn't a good idea to at 10 years old to have a phone. However, she did get him a smartwatch. Which my husband also thinks is too young for him to have a smartwatch. She believes that, you know, he should be gaining some independence. She can get a hold of him, you know, and have the GPS tracker and that kind of thing on him, allow him to ride his bike, and that's a way of independence. I can see both of their point of views as a step-parent. So I understand. I also really love the idea of, like, a dumb phone, a flip phone. I don't know that the kid needs smart everything at 10.
No,
so I think
they
it's
don't.
Like unique to everyone's, you know, experience. But, you know, I think it's just it's individual decisions. However, his school now at the beginning of the year has banned smart everything. So a lot of these parents who have gotten smartwatches for their kids, they now also have to put them in an envelope at the beginning of the day and not use them at school, which has been interesting to watch my stepson, who is not, dad doesn't allow it to be worn at our house. So now he's primarily just wearing it after school 50% of the time. And a couple times he's forgotten it. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I mean, you lay out a lot of good points. Dave, you chime in too. The momentum is heading with a lot of power behind it to banning them everywhere. It just, the last 5 years, there's more and more momentum. And I understand all the logic that Jamie just said when we've discussed this, because we've discussed it dozens and dozens of times before. My fear, excuse me, is a tragedy takes place. An attack takes place. Something dramatic takes place where the kids have a phone and Uvalde, and I get that the officers choked. The people involved, not every officer, but the people involved panicked and didn't go in. And I get that there's different research, but it still gave me great comfort that if, God forbid, something happened, my kids had a cell phone. I wasn't the one that said, hey, don't forget to pick something up. That drives me nuts when parents are just chit-chatting with kids during the day, because parents sometimes can be every bit as bad. But for the safety, for those rare occasions, I personally felt better knowing my kids had a phone.
I get that, Chad, but however, I've taken, I don't know how many countless mass shooting drills that I've had to be a part of because of my job as a network correspondent and going into some potentially contentious areas. And the research does suggest, even as adults, if you are in a mass shooting or another type of that type of tragedy, it is detrimental to you to have a cell phone on because A, it can ping, it can make noise. It can, so in some ways, I understand that it's to the, you know, that it eases the fear of the parent, but it doesn't necessarily make your child safer in that potential situation. It can ease your fears after the event's over to be able to get a hold of them, but, you know.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because we've got about 2 minutes ago. Let's turn the clock at 6 years. Archie's 16. He's sophomore. And let's hope, no matter what, this doesn't happen, but something takes place, and you and Doug want to get a hold of Archie some way because something's happening in his school. Do you want him to have a phone or not want him to have a phone? What does your gut tell you, knowing the research that you just cited?
I'm not the biological parent, and I don't have to make that decision.
Dave?
But sure, I'd love to know.
Okay, Dave, you, same scenario. 16. Kara's 16. Do you want her to have the phone? Or Jamie's research is right, and it's rare, and there's all sorts of other reasons why she shouldn't have the phone. But in that rare circumstance, you want the phone, and it's worth it for all the other issues, which are legit.
I guess I'd want her to have the phone after the fact so I could know as soon as possible that she was all right. But I think you're also saying, you know, the fear of the what if versus the fear of what's happening right now with the education of our kids.
Yep. I also think there are teachers who are able to handle it. And it's incredibly hard, and it's up to the kids to be respectful about it. I'm still one of the rare holdouts, understanding everything teachers say. And as a father of kids of public schools, I heard it all the time too. But it just gives me that hesitation. It just does. You know? And I think there are some schools who found a way where the discipline is stronger, but it's a lot easier just to say no. I understand that 1,000%.
Well, I got to say, I have a teacher who's a friend at one of these districts that has banned the phone. I think it's also finding that because she's at a high school and she loves it. She's got a giant, like, felt pocketed, you know, thing on her door. Mm-hmm. And the kids just slip it in there.
Yep.
So then when they go to leave her room, they can still take their phone, which would alleviate the problem for you. The
yep.
kid has
right.
the phone then to the next class. Or they flip it in the next pocket during the class period.
I like
so
that.
They're able to have it,
yeah.
you know?
I got to jump in. I'm sorry. I already went a minute long, and Dave's looking at me like,
okay.
We need to stop. But that's a very good point. Congrats on Sydney. Good
Thank
luck.
You.
That's awesome.
Bye.
The always entertaining Jamie Yukas on CCO.